I've landed! They're here! They're here!
This is WHOR Television, and we're live. I cannot believe what I see. The ship has landed. It is beyond words. Oh, wait, the door is opening. There's a creature coming out, walking down the steps. He is speaking with the representative. Let's listen. It's so quiet, you can hear a pin drop.
Take us to your leader.
To be quite honest, you came at a really bad time.
Yes, timing is everything. And it's always a good time to have your car serviced at Perfection Auto Works, the leader in car repair, for over a quarter of a century. From our free 26-point inspection, we'll keep your car moving, along with the Earth's rotation, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com.
Facebook changes their name to fit their new market. President Biden declares November as Critical Infrastructure Security Month. Apple plans to be carbon neutral by 2030, and how a new ransomware threat can wipe your backups. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world and nerd world. Happy Cyber Awareness Month to you all. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 68. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions and even complaints we can answer. Co-hosting today is Alan from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater. Hey, Alan.
Hello. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Thanks for being with me. Please, throw me off my game today. I really need it. All right. The Computer Doctor Show is sponsored by the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works near Speedway in Craycroft. They have a free 26-point inspection. I've had my car serviced there myself with that 26-point inspection. It's awesome. Give them a call for an appointment, 520-323-8650. We're going to take a break from this station's regular news and get back into what is happening into tech news this week. So, if you have been under a rock these last few days, Facebook is changing their name to fit their new market. They're re-strategizing, redoing pretty much everything that they stand for. Their new name is what?
Meta.
Meta, as in metaverse and the metaverse of things. We're not exactly sure how that is going to, like, if I say
Facebook will still be Facebook.
The
umbrella, that's the name they're changing.
Right. They're trying to find that. That's what has happened so far. Yes. I had a chance to watch this 77-minute presentation by Mark Zuckerberg last night. And basically, they're going all out with this virtual reality. And with this virtual reality things, it's what Oculus was doing. Those of you that are familiar with Oculus and those of you that are familiar with Horizon, not Verizon, but Horizon with an H, and they are really moving forward with this, with this virtual reality thing, and everything that your world is going to be, whether it be interacting with people and interacting with everybody through the, we're going to call it the metaverse. Everything is going to be more virtual reality, and they're gearing up big time. And they have over half a million developers with NFTs and all kinds of things. We have to do an entire segment probably on NFTs. You know what NFTs are?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Don't say anything. We're gonna say something about it.
Is it your favorite acronym though?
I can barely say what it's. It's non-fungible
token. Non-fungible tokens.
Non-fungible tokens. Right. Go ahead and Google that and figure out what that is. We do have a caller. Charles Heller is on the phone, no doubt with a joke for us. Hey, Charles.
I just read on one of the tech blogs that the parent company of Google, Alphabet, is merging with Campbell's Soup Company. It's going to be called Alphabet Soup.
Okay. Alphabet Soup.
Yeah,
okay. There we go. Hey, thanks for calling in, Charles. So based on the Mark Zuckerberg 77-minute presentation, this virtual reality where you can bring in just about any object into your physical world into this virtual reality world. So this pen right here, I can bring this pen into the virtual world, and it will be a product. You can buy and sell this pen through an NFT through this virtual world. If I say, hey, that's a really nice unscrewed shirt that you have on there, can I buy that from you? And then you can create a shirt that their avatar is wearing inside of the VR, and they've bought the shirt, and now their avatar is wearing the shirt. Okay? And then you could take the shirt off and put it in a virtual closet, in a virtual house, in a virtual bedroom, in a virtual everything, you know?
NFT makes it one of a kind.
It makes it one of a kind. It cannot be copied. But here's the thing. There is a caveat to that. You can actually sell it, and if you make multiples of these, okay, or if you make little variations of it, and it's all you are the only person that can ever have that shirt. Okay. And if you are an NFT creator, you can actually create things that people want, and you can sell them virtually or digitally. Okay. Gets a little bit complicated, but that is where metaverse is going. That's where Zuckerberg is going to be taking us. He also says many of the advancements are a long way off, and that they're looking for creators and developers from around the world. And that is where social media is going. It's going virtual.
Well, online gamers now, when they buy a hat, that's a hat for their game character.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like they're trying to take that hat concept in video games into the mm-hmm. real world, but your real virtual world.
Yeah, your real... That's so silly. Real virtual world. So
with real money.
I actually know some teenagers where their parents actually pay them in virtual money, their allowance, you know, so that they can game with their friends.
Their in-game items.
Yeah. So that's their world. That's where they spend money. They spend money digitally inside of these games. Okay, but that's where we're going in the future. So future, watch out. Also, President Biden declares November as Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month. I got that out. Very good. So basically, that means that they're renewing their commitment to technical innovation and resilience. So we've had all these reports. Obviously, 2020 was a terrible year. 2021, there were still some major flaws that were... vulnerabilities that were found out. And now the CISA, the FBI, and people that are coming into knowledge of all of these, and they're partnering up with IT companies, partnering up with people like me, people that are in IT and securities, and they're gathering all these information and resharing them as standards that just about everyone should be following. So basically the technologies that we use every day can be targeted by criminals in so many ways that we can't even count. Ways that that criminals are in the process of figuring out, but security professionals have not figured out yet. Okay? So we always have to, so it's almost like security, we have to think like a criminal. If they saw this happening, how could they exploit that? How can they use that against the person that they're getting information from? That's what they're really out for. They're really out for information because they can turn around and sell information. Okay? What the government is really worried about, they have a growing effort to protect the departments that we heavily rely on, like the weather service, the power, water, and communication services. And also public services such as schools, hospitals, and transportation. Those are the services that can, if any of those services were interrupted, they would cause some really, really tough problems. And, you know, with the Colonial Pipeline, that was just a tip of the iceberg. I mean, what would happen if, I mean, we know what ended up happening after the Colonial Pipeline was hacked, right? The pumps had to be shut down because they couldn't meter them, and they had to reconfigure everything and recalibrate all of the meters, which could have been done by computer, but they had to reload an old. First of all, they ended up paying the scammer, and they couldn't recover it back to the way it was, so they ended up using an old backup anyway, you know. So they're trying to find out all of these possibilities. And they're trying to nail them down. There's too many things flying out there that just aren't nailed down. And that's what all this is. They're trying to nail things down. Okay? Too many things, too many vulnerabilities flying out there. All these services use technologies that can be exploited, and they're just looking for a way to secure them. So we know how we would be affected if there was transportation problems, if there was power problems, if there was water problems. That would cause all kinds of havoc. So those departments in particular, like what would you do without water?
I'm more worried about waste management. That'd be the big thing for me.
You don't care what comes in as long as it goes away. Well, the way, yeah, waste management is, yeah. Well, they're all important. We can't say that one service is more important than the other because they rely on others.
Absolutely.
If we lose the transportation, then, you know, water will suffer too because sometimes that needs to be collected by transportation, you know. So, there we go. Also, Apple plans to be carbon neutral by 2030, and this has doubled the number, and what they've done is they've doubled the number of suppliers that are going carbon neutral, with the goal of being 100% carbon neutral across their entire 175 contracted supply chains by 2030. We were talking about this before the show, Alan. By 2030, just 9 years away from now, there's not going to be any auto manufacturers that are going to be making gas cars anymore because that's kind of like the deadline. So, if you were to go into a place today to buy a car, they're going to be pushing the gas cars because they're trying to get rid of them because the ones that are already made, and then they're going to roll out the electric cars after that. So they hope to drive sustainable energy. This is Apple. They hope to drive the sustainable energy in other industries and produce more jobs. Now, although Apple is currently carbon neutral with their operations, in 9 years, every Apple product, iPhones, iPads, iPods, everything will have zero impact on the government, on the environment. Everything has an effect on the government, right? All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, a new ransomware that is targeting your backups and some tech anniversaries for this week. This is the Computer Doctor Show. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Now in our 32nd year of continuous political talk. Very quickly, a personal note. I have a PT Cruiser. I love this little car. It takes me everywhere I need to go. Air conditioner goes out. Temperature gauge climbs to we're all going to die. I called AAA. They rushed the car to Perfection Auto Works Wednesday. Get a call on Thursday. Mike Emery says, your car's ready. I went, really? He says, yes. I said, the cost? He said, it's the estimate. Just what we told you. Didn't have time to detail the car because we wanted to get it back to you as quickly as possible. That's service. I mean, who does that? What auto repair place does that? That's why we're so proud to have Perfection Auto Works as our prime sponsor.
Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Alan from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into this next segment, Alan, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Two things I want to bring up. Tonight, we're going to have a special holiday show. We invite everyone in the audience to bring their children and come in costume. We'll have goodie bags for everybody. Next Friday and the Friday after that, which will be November 5th, November 12th, if you show up to that Friday show in person, we'll be giving away tickets to the November 20th performance at the Fox Theater, Whose Live Is It Anyway? If you've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?, Whose Live is their traveling live performance show. Mm-hmm. So check on the Fox Theater event website. I believe faces you've seen on Whose Line Is It Anyway will be traveling through Tucson at that time, and we'll be handing out pairs of tickets on the Friday performances in November.
That's toward the end of November. Awesome. So you said faces, but we don't have names?
To be honest, I didn't look at who's in it, but in the past we've had Ryan Stiles, Greg Proops, and those names that
we might see those guys again. That's awesome. Well, thank you very much, Alan, for that. So here are some science and tech anniversaries. October 29th, which was yesterday, was actually National Internet Day. And I think I know why that it was called Internet Day. So back in 1969, the first message was sent by Internet. But this was not the Internet that we know right now. So the first message was sent by a UCLA student named Charlie Klein. And he attempted to transmit it the text login, L-O-G-I-N. To a computer at the Stafford Research Institute over the first link on ARPANET. That's A-R-P-A-N-E-T. That was kind of like a primitive version of the Internet that we know today. It doesn't work exactly because the Internet that we know today is based on a TCP/IP, and that didn't come till another 14 years later. So 1969. October 29th was when that was first. I forgot to do the calculation of how many years ago, but October 29th, 1969 was when the first message was sent via internet using a early version of that. So happy Internet Day to everyone. And here is our next portion of this program. That there's a new ransomware threat that's wiping your backups. Now, we were talking during a break, Alan, that some people are not even sure of what exactly ransomware is, or if they even know of anybody that was even affected with ransomware. I've been affected with ransomware twice, okay? And I'm starting to understand how the computer behaves when it is processing ransomware, okay? One thing that you can know is that when you turn your computer on, the computer's going to be working hard at something. The CPU usage is going to be at 100%, and the computer's going to be running slow and very, very laggy for no good reason. Now, if your computer is already running laggy, then you won't be able to detect it because my computers are usually running pretty fast. When my computer's running slow, there's something, it's running something that it's not supposed to, or something that I did not tell it to run. Okay. So, but you go back into the logs and you can see what is actually running. And guess what? There's nothing there. Okay. Or nothing that you can identify as being malicious, because the people that create this stuff, They've already thought about what you're thinking about.
Okay. They don't want you to know that it's there.
They'll give it a different name, you know. They'll give it a name like, you know, McAfee. Or they'll give it a name like, you know, or, you know, something that when you see it, you're going to think that it's something else. But sure. It's really this. So, with all that said, there's a bunch of authorities that are out there. And what they're doing, this is the CISA that are reporting this, the FBI, they're already looking into this. But there's a new ransomware. Ironically, it's called Black Matter, not to be confused with Black Lives Matter, but Black Matter. That is the name of this new ransomware program. And it is one of these ransomwares as a service. So even guys like you, Alan, okay, you can actually go out and you can actually buy a ransomware as a service on the dark web, okay? You can buy it, follow the instructions, and then start infecting people with your ransomware, and they will pay your ransomware fee back to you, okay? It is that easy, okay? It does take a little bit of knowledge, but here's the thing. This particular ransomware is particularly dangerous because it has the ability to wipe out your backup. And one of the things that comforts people that when they are infected with ransomware is that they are safe because they have a backup, which is usually true, but this system is smart. What it does is it uses an embedded previously compromised credential. So it'll find files in your computer that still have credential information that may have been used at some point in the past that gets registered in the registry and in files buried in your computer that we don't use every day, but they're still there, okay? This program will find it and basically docks together an entire credential, and then it will use that credential to log in to and find backups that are on that are listed in your system, okay? Now I was not able to determine if they can affect cloud backups, but I know for a certainty that they can affect, local backups. So like when you have a Windows 10 or your operating system and you have to plug in an extra, drive in order to create a backup, this system is able to find it. And now when it wipes out your current system and it wipes out your backup, where does that leave you? Almost nothing.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. And that's exactly what they want. They want to leave you with nothing so that you will have no choice.
But to pay.
But to pay, yeah. So that is where we are with this. So if here are the things that you here's the things that we can do to prevent ourselves, because obviously when we talk about all these threats, people want to say, okay, how can we protect ourselves? So according to the CISA, this is the advice from the top technical people in the country that have dedicated many, many man hours and many, many months researching this. This is some of the best advice that they have come across, and that is to implement detection signatures. Okay, so not only do we have to create solid credentials, but we also have to be able to have some sort of detection in place that knows that if a credential is real or fake, or the number of times. So, like, for example, if you fail to log into your bank account for maybe 5 or 7 times, what's going to happen?
You get locked out.
You get locked out, right? You get locked out for 24 hours or for 48 hours. You know, they lock you out.
Or you have to give them a phone call.
Right. Something to reopen your account. That would be an example of a implementation of a detection signature, so that these fake logins stop happening. Use strong passwords. Implement multi-factor authentication or others. Patch and update systems. You want to make sure that your patching and updates are always up to date. Limit the access to resources over the network. And implement network segmentation and transversal monitoring. Did you get all that?
I did. I've been writing it down.
Excellent. Before we wrap up, we just want to thank again our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, for their sponsoring this show. Stop by their location near Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. This was Episode 68. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Alan was co-hosting today. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every week with new episodes every Saturday.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at ComputerDoctorShow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@ComputerDoctorShow.com.